tell you what, there's probably people around involved in the horse racing industry that have star thoroughbreds as on their pencil case, I reckon, especially after the good win of Noir yesterday. And we've got the founder of Star Thoroughbreds, been doing it now for, well over two decades, and the success continues. Denise Martin. G'day, Denise.
Hi, Jimmy. I'm not sure about Star Thoroughbreds on the pencil case.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, if you syndicate to the right people and they've got little kids and they've been out to pat the horse, the photo would be on the pencil case, I would say. I tell you, I went out to Godolphin, Denise, and this is the... we were lucky enough. Plagiarise was there, the mare, and she'd had her eighth foal, and it was 6 days old. And there we were, grown men, myself and Dave Stanley and TK and Ben from the Monday to Friday show, and we were mesmerised. Just the beauty of the animal and how quiet they were. And anyway, we digress there. But let's talk about Noir. Great performance yesterday. And I'll tell you what, Kieran McAvoy doesn't put a foot wrong.
Oh, look, he sure doesn't. And it's great to have the senior riders on the horses, because not only do they put the horses in the races in the right spot, but they're great with owners. And it's just fantastic, basically, to go to the races, know that you've got a horse that's got a real chance, have one of the best riders in the country on board. And it's just a great experience for everybody. She's really progressive.
Mm. Good morning, Denise. Thanks for joining us. Well, you mentioned progressive. Eight starts now, four wins, 2 seconds. She's unbeaten this prep, and she's going places, Noir.
I think so, Ray. She was bought at the Easter sales, and at the time she was quite difficult to buy. It was a pass-in. She was a pass-in, a bit like Sebring, so maybe that's the formula. And I remember at the time that when I looked at her, I thought she was quite small and not a hugely impressive filly, but she was physically correct. She had a wonderful page, and she was sold by a great stud from Queensland. And I thought, well, you know, is it worth it? And went back a couple of times, secured her. And as a baby, as a two-year-old, she was very immature at the time. And I knew that she just needed, you know, probably 12 or 18 months to develop. And I think she's really going places now. She's a lovely mare, very lightly raced as a four-year-old. But she, as I said before, she seems progressive, and I'm hoping she can get to stakes level.
Denise, you had enormous success with you working with Gay Waterhouse, now continuing that success with Chris Waller. A lot of people are interested in the differences. I'm interested in the similarities. I think work ethic is one of the things that they both have. What are the similarities that you see that make them both successful?
Well, they both train winners, so that's a start.
Well, that helps, yes.
Well, I guess it's a slightly different philosophy. Gay's wonderfully successful with her juveniles. Chris now has really engaged, I think, in the past couple of years in looking to that level of that style of training. And as we know, he currently has the favourite for the Golden Slipper with a lovely colt. We've got a particularly lovely filly called Fiesta, two-year-old filly by I'm Invincible, who was third in the Gym Crack, and I think she's got a tremendous future. So I guess it's like any business. You're good because you know what you're doing. You've got a manner of operation that works really well. You're working, I think, all senior or leading trainers are fortunate enough to work with lovely horses. And I guess that's a key as well, because there are great trainers all over the country who can do a terrific job, but they're not necessarily appearing in media all the time, because they just don't have the volume of high-quality yearlings or tried horses to give them that sort of exposure, I guess. But work ethic is certainly no question in both, in both camps. I know Gay is a wonderful worker, has been, all her training life. Chris is similarly, focused. I guess if there was an eighth day of the week, he'd try and, work 12 hours then as well.
Yes.
So it's probably, the old adage of the harder you work, the luckier you get. And if you've had good training in your business, and you've got the quality of horses, it probably is going to give you a pretty reasonable result at the end of it.
No, well said. And also, Denise, even for someone like yourself, like we're coming up to the Christmas period, everyone loves to get away, sneak home to see family, have a bit of a break. But for you, this is coming up to probably arguably your busiest time of the year. Magic Means early January. What's the workload like for you? And do you get an opportunity to see, like for instance, how many of the yearlings at the Magic Means would you inspect prior to the sale?
Well, next year, Ray, Jimmy, I'm working, Star's working with Henry Plumtree. next year, and we announced that about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
We've worked with a wonderful yearling selector by the name of Steve Brem for the last few years, and Steve's sadly not enjoying great health at the moment. So I approached Henry Plumtree a month ago and said, would you work with us? He kindly agreed. He's also just taken on the role of Chief Operating Officer or Chief Executive Officer with Cambridge Stud in New Zealand because Sir Patrick has sold Cambridge. And so I said to Henry, you don't look as if you've got enough to do. You can manage Cambridge Stud. Why don't you come and help me? So he's already been to the Hunter Valley for about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and seen a good number of the yearlings that will be presented at Magic Millions. I don't go there. I wait until I get to the Gold Coast in 3 weeks' time, and then I look at basically, I guess, a quarter to half the catalogue that Henry's already recommended as those horses that we want to consider. So Magic Millions is a huge time. It's you know, it's now unbelievably successful sale internationally.
Yeah.
You know, the markets from Asia, Europe and America have just exploded in recent years. Prize money out here is fantastic. The quality of horses is fantastic. So it's really difficult to get the quality of horses and the number of horses that you need to have a business like mine.
Mm-hmm. With the success of She Will Reign with the Golden Slipper and Red Zell, the Everest, famously syndicated horses that you know, many of them first-time owners. Have you seen an increase, Denise, in the level of interest around syndication of racehorses?
Oh, yes, Jimmy. It's bigger than ever now. And I think people realise when you go to the sales, you know, to try and buy a really good quality horse at a price to race yourself is very expensive.
Yeah.
And most people, of course, can't get anything close to you know, going down that path. So they look at a syndicated horse or a multiple ownership horse, and syndicators in the main are very experienced. We can help people with what they're looking for. I always say to people when they ask me if I have a horse that they could consider, what are you looking for? Because if you're looking for an immediate return on your investment, that won't work pretty much most of the time. Mm. So I just say, you know, if you want to have a good time with some friends and family and do something different, it's a, you know, it's a great opportunity to you know, get all your family together. If you go to a game of golf or if you go to a game of tennis, everybody watches while you play. If you go to the races, everybody you've met in your life can come.
Exactly, yeah. And just finally, Denise, can we have another winner today for Star Thoroughbreds with Corinth at Hawkesbury?
Well, look, I think it's more hopeful, right?
Okay.
he's very one-paced, I think, and he's a pretty slow maturing horse. I think this is a chance for him to perform today, but he's been a bit disappointing so far. Jay Ford, I think, will suit him very well. Hawkesbury, I think, will suit him very well. So I'm really hopeful that he can perform better than he has to date. But at the moment, he's not one of our shining lights. We have a few, but he doesn't feature right at the moment.
Fair enough. Well, they can improve. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on yesterday's result with Noir, Denise. I really appreciate your time this morning. And if we don't speak to you beforehand, have a great Christmas and a new year.
Thanks, and you too. Thank you very much, Jimmy.
Thanks,
Denise. There's Denise Martin from Star Thoroughbreds, a winner with Noir yesterday, and beautifully ridden by Kieran McAvoy. And